October 28th, Wednesday. Have you changed your personal motives? God, help me to avoid building a church from my own strength, obstinacy, or for the sake of showing others. Guide me to remain unseen instead of revealing my presence. Lead me to ensure that the 237 Center isn't used to expand my power or to cultivate my strength to confront others. God, being an assistant pastor, missionary, or church officer has now become just a job. That's why I'm in a frenzy and causing an uproar. I've become a horrible person who only tries to revive the church for the sake of success. Please help me to solely relay the gospel. Isn't only gospel what the field and children need? And without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Your mission. Romans 16, 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Those who have absolute missions that must be fulfilled are never discouraged. They don't easily rejoice or get excited. Your God-given mission isn't fulfilled through your own strength, but by God's power. As a remnant who possesses the gospel, have you discovered your God-given mission, calling, and heavenly mandate? Number 1. First, grab hold of three types of missions. Through Christ, God called me as priest for all people. In particular, God has entrusted the right of worship, the right to bless, and the right to make judgments to all pastors. This is the reason why remnants and believers must pray together for their pastors. God has called His children to hold on to the covenant and fulfill the mission of being a representative, a pilgrim, and an ambassador. Number 2. Enjoy three types of mission at all times. The first mission is to free yourself from enslavement to Satan, just like the Israelites who were liberated through the Exodus. The second mission is to get rid of your wilderness disposition, which are the unbelief and resentment caused by the difficulties you face in the wilderness. Lastly, you must enjoy the mission of being an ambassador for Christ who completely triumphs over the curses and the culture of darkness in Egypt. A mission is a task that must be accomplished. However, the motive of the mission must not be for your own benefit. The motive must be changed into God's absolute plan. By doing so, you'll be able to enjoy it, joyfully relay it, and gain victory in the spiritual challenge that destroys the forces of darkness. Dear God, help me to enjoy and testify my God-given things and my blessed mission. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.